This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 203,000 people have now died worldwide from COVID-19, and health officials have confirmed nearly 3 million cases. In the United States, more than 54,000 people have died, and the number of infections edges towards 1 million. New York is starting to test healthcare workers for coronavirus antibodies and will do the same next week with transit and law enforcement workers as that state eases away from the worst days of the pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Saturday that doctors, nurses, and other employees at four New York City hospitals that have handled high volumes of coronavirus patients will be the first tested under the new program. Making such testing widely available is seen as a key to reopening society, but the World Health Organization, or WHO, warned this weekend that there is currently no evidence that people who have antibodies are protected from coronavirus. The U.S. states of Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alaska have begun loosening restrictions despite warnings from health officials that it may be too soon. As more U.S. states push to reopen their economies, many are falling short on one of the federal government's essential criteria for doing so, having an efficient system to track people who have been physically near a person infected with the coronavirus. An Associated Press review found a patchwork of systems around the country for so-called contact tracing, with many states unable to keep up with caseloads and scrambling to hire and train enough people to handle the task for the months ahead. The effort is far less than what public health experts say is needed to guard against a resurgence of the virus. This is VOA News. A spokeswoman for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has confirmed that he'll be back to work Monday. He's been recovering from coronavirus at his country residence after spending 3 nights in intensive care earlier in April. Britain has become the fifth country in the world to report at least 20,000 deaths in the coronavirus pandemic. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said this weekend that the country's approach to reopening its economy from the coronavirus shutdown would be cautious and not depend on the development of widespread immunity in the population. Again, the World Health Organization is warning that there's no proof that people who survive infection by COVID-19 gain immunity to the disease. It cautioned against the idea of issuing immunity passports to such people as one step toward reopening economies, an idea that some governments are considering. Prime Minister Trudeau said immunity is something we need to have clear answers to. Until we have those clear answers, we need to err on the side of more caution. For now, he added, the emphasis would be on continuing to urge social distancing measures and providing more personal protective equipment. A South Korean media report said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is receiving treatment after undergoing a cardiovascular procedure earlier this month. China has dispatched a team to North Korea to advise on the health of leader Kim Jong-un, according to three sources familiar with the situation. The group's trip, which included medical experts, doctors, and officials, came amid conflicting reports about the health of the North Korean leader. A delegation led by a senior member of the Chinese Communist Party's International Liaison Department left Beijing for North Korea Thursday, two of the three anonymous sources said. Seoul-based website Daily NK reported earlier this week that Kim was recovering after undergoing a cardiovascular procedure on April 12th, citing one anonymous source in North Korea. South Korean government officials and a Chinese official have challenged reports that suggested Kim was in grave danger after surgery. U.S. President Donald Trump also downplayed earlier reports that Kim was gravely ill. On Friday, a South Korean source told Reuters their intelligence was that Kim was alive and would likely make an appearance soon. But North Korea state media last reported on Kim's whereabouts when he presided over a meeting on April 11th. And the earliest tropical cyclone on record has formed in the eastern North Pacific, far off the coast of Mexico. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tropical Depression 1E had maximum sustained winds of 35 miles per hour. This is VOA News via remote.